Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Perakim, we've gone through Sekila, Serefa, and Hereg, the different types of execution that the Bet Din does, which is stoning, burning, and beheading. This Perek will focus on the fourth type of execution, which is Henek, strangulation. Mishnah says, Elu hen hanehenakin, these are the ones who are sentenced to strangling. Hamake aviv ve'imo, somebody who hits his mother or his father or his mother. Ve'gonev nefesh mi'Israel, someone who kidnaps a Jew. Ve'zaken mamre al pi bet din, somebody who is a hacham, who rebels against the decision of the high court of the Sanhedrin. Unavi sheker, a false prophet. Ma'mitnabe b'shem avodah zara, somebody who gives prophecy in the name of an idol. V'habal eshet ish, somebody who has relations with a married woman. V'zomeme bat kohen, a zomem witness. Edim zomemim, we'll elaborate more on in the next masechet, masechet makot, are witnesses who falsely testify that a married daughter of a kohen committed adultery. U'bo'ala, and somebody who has relations with the married daughter of a kohen. All of these people are executed with strangulation. The Perek will then talk about these sins one by one, starting with the Mahamake Aviv Imo, somebody who hits his mother and father. Eno Hayav Ad She'aseh Bahen Habura, is not liable until he wounds them, until he actually hits them enough that blood or a bruise is on the skin. If he hits his parent without making a wound, even though he is not executed for that, he definitely has violated a prohibition against hitting somebody. We're contrasting here the two halachot, the prohibition against hitting a parent versus the prohibition of against cursing a parent. They're both hayav mitah, they both get the death penalty. When it comes to the one who curses his parent, it's stricter in one way than that than person who hits his parent. Somebody cursing his parent is hayav, gets the death penalty even after his parents are dead. They aren't around anymore. He still would be liable to execution if he curses them. But if somebody hits his parent after they died, he would not be liable for the death penalty because the body of a dead person cannot be wounded. Now, we'll move on to the second avera I mentioned in the start of this Mishnah, kidnapping. Hagonev nefesh mi'Israel, if somebody kidnaps a Jew, eno hayav ad shiachnisehu lirshuto, he's not liable to execution unless he brings the victim into his possession. So if he's in the victim's house and he doesn't remove him from that house and he's holding on to him, he would not be considered to be kidnapping until he brings him into his possession. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shiachnisehu lirshuto v'yishtamesh bo, says Rabbi Yehuda, not only does he have to bring him into his possession, but he actually has to force him to work. Like the Pasuk says, Shene'emar, v'hita'amed bo umcharola. Like the Pasuk says, if a person was kidnapping a person and he used him and sold him, then the kidnapper is going to die. He has to actually use him in work. Question becomes, the Pasuk says straight out that he uses him. So what is the opinion of Tanakama? They would hold that work, he's not sentenced to death until work is done, but that work could even be less than a shave piruta. Let's say, for example, the kidnapper had he leaned on the person he kidnapped. That's enough to be considered shave piruta. It's less than a shave piruta, but it's still enough to be considered that he kidnapped him and he worked him. But according to the Rabbi Yehuda, unless the work was worth at least a piruta, then the kidnapper is not killed. Hagonev et beno, somebody kidnaps his own son. Rabbi Ishmael beno shel Rabbi Yehonan ben Beroka mechayev. According to this rabbi, he says that he could still be liable to execution for kidnapping his own son. V'hachamim potrin, but the hachamim disagree. Hachamim say that it cannot be your own son. The pasuk says, v'gonev ish umcharo v'nimsa biyado mot yumat. If a person stole another person, kidnapped another person, umcharo, and sold him, and then v'nimsa biyado, and then he was found in his hand. The person he kidnapped was found in his hand. So we learn from here, according to the hachamim, that the victim is found with a kidnapper at this time, but he wouldn't usually be found with him. And that would exclude his own son. So that's the opinion of Hachamim. Cannot be held liable for kidnapping your own son. Ganav mishi hatsio eved v'hatsio ben horin. If they kidnap the person who is half a slave and half a free man, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, hachamim potrin. Rabbi Yehuda says that he is liable for execution, while hachamim disagree and say he is not liable.